there's a company that will, you know what, let's actually hear from the CEO directly. His name is Paul De Nicola. Welcome to Chai FM. It's so nice that you're here.
Thanks, Kathy.
Okay, so let me just put the mic closer to your mouth. There we go. Paul De Nicola, he is the CEO of a company called Sedema Health. Now, Paul, I've heard your ads on Chai FM, and I'm hearing, you know, hey, sister, thanks for coming. You know, moms, whatever. So I just wanted to have a chat to you and find out what it is that Sedema actually does.
Okay, thanks, Kathy.
Okay, not to give you a platform to be advertorial. You're already advertised with us.
Thank you.
But I just think it's so relevant, especially at this time of the year. And, you know, we just want to make things better for the people around us who we love.
I was listening to you and Simon earlier, and coming into the holiday period, it's particularly pertinent. So many people being on their own, particularly the elderly. So what we do is we provide, as I said, particularly the elderly, but we provide them with nurses and caregivers in the comfort of their own home. So it's home-based care, but with that human touch. You mentioned people being put into old age homes and retirement villages.
I think the worst is when families, you know, immigrate.
Yes.
And, well, what do we do with mom or dad or both of them? Okay, suppose it's different if they are able to live independently and they're a little bit younger and then don't have any health issues. Then, you know, then families immigrate. But what happens if you can't? And the parent is saying, but you must and you must and you must go. I want you to go. But who's going to look after that parent if there aren't other siblings? I mean, this is a reality.
There's two issues. Yeah. One, yes, they're alone. And secondly, it's a financial. It's a very, very heavy financial burden. To put people, your folks into an old age home is a very expensive exercise. You're also pulling them out of the place they've spent many years. They've brought up their families. And now you're just going to pull them out of that and pop them into an old age home or retirement village, and then you're going to live in Sydney or wherever it is. The people leaving, there's a lot of guilt. So what we also do is we keep the family members who've emigrated, we keep them informed through a very simple application, but they can see that their parents are okay, that they're mobile, they're moving around, they're healthy, and it just makes a very unpleasant situation that much more bearable.
So it kind of takes, so a child living overseas can weigh in on the vital statistics or the vital signs of that parent. It doesn't take away the need for that physical parent-child kind
absolutely
of contact,
not.
Right?
So absolutely not.
Yeah, you're not off the hook. Sorry. But obviously it's a big relief, especially when you're trying to settle, to know that mom is being taken care of, dad is being taken care of.
Yes.
Are these kind of services in any way subsidized or recognized by traditional medical aids as being important? Do they recognize them?
At its highest level, no, I don't profess to be an expert in terms of what the medical aids offer, but generally they don't cover home-based care. There are some exceptions, and there's some good work being done, but by and large, the answer is no.
Why wouldn't
doesn't
they cover?
Doesn't make sense, does it?
No, none at all, especially when you consider what people are paying for medical aid.
So there are limited services, and if your parents unfortunately get ill or they're recuperating, there are some services. And again, I don't profess to be an expert, but over an extended period, it's not generally covered. And those areas where it is covered, it's particularly around a physical ailment. So recuperating from an operation. Yes. If you have Alzheimer's or dementia, you're not generally going to be covered.
Maybe in the early stages.
Possibly.
Oh, you're talking about medical aid cover.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about what Sedema Health does in the environment. Okay, because you say home-based care. Is it just general home-based care? You know, is it like getting a nurse, you know, 12-hour shifts? I mean, how does it work?
So what we've come to realize over the years is that it's definitely not one size fits all. There are individuals who need 24/7 care from a registered, highly qualified nurse, and there are others who just require, you mentioned it earlier, that human contact, and just to make sure that somebody pops in a couple of times a day to make sure that they're okay, that they eating correctly, that they've been bathed, that they're fine.
Help brush your hair. Yeah. Give the nails a coat of paint. That human touch of dignity.
I get it. Yeah. What I find really amazing is very personal what you're talking about, because I'm going through this with parents who at that age, and you can pay top dollar for the best institutions, and still, if there's nobody monitoring them, if there's nobody on the ground in that city looking that the infected toe isn't dealt with, they're not going to do it. And that just blows me away, because that's the expectation. So it also made me wonder about your like recruitment. Is there a specific sort of, not just any nurse will do, is something else I'm learning, that it takes a particular kind of person to have the patience to deal with somebody who's starting the Alzheimer's journey or is being abusive and rude and doesn't intend to be. Is this all things that you factor into the care that you provide?
Absolutely. You have highly qualified registered nurses who can do the most, highly qualified stuff. But then there's others who just are there to be able to make sure that the person's turned over regularly, that they're bathed properly, that they are dressed in the morning. And again, it's very dependent on the need of the person being looked after. And then we also then make sure that they go through the right process.
And affordability?
And that's again, one size fits all. I mean, you can, for 24/7 full-time care can be anything in excess of 40,000 rand a month. There's not many people who can afford that.
No, I couldn't imagine so.
So what we've also come to understand is that you need to cut your cloth to suit the patient's, the person's needs. And if that means 2 hours a day of a caregiver, we also offer a registered nurse who will come in once a week to make sure that they're okay, that sore toe. Then there's the technology that we use. If we bundle that all together, we package it, it becomes a lot more affordable.
Absolutely amazing. Paul De Nicola, CEO of Sedima Health, thank you so much. You're welcome to hang out with us, by the way. You don't have to go anywhere. But I've got to play some ads, and then we've got to go to news. Will you come back, at least?
I would love to. Thank you.
All right. You want to get hold of them, just go and check out their website, SedimaHealth.com. There you go. Sedima. It's the COSA word for health, I think, isn't it?
Dignity.
Oh, there we go. That would have been my next guest. Well, I would have just asked Zanati.
I was waiting.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so let's just rewind. Zanati, what does Sedima mean?
Dignity.
There you go. Sedima Health. SIDIMA. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you, Kevin.
And just all the best. And just keep on this incredible initiative. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.